PFR, Wonder Why, Pray for Rain, otherwise known as. You know, with a relationship with Jesus Christ, you won't have to wonder why you can't seem to find satisfaction anymore, because you'll have satisfaction. The psalmist says in Psalm 107, verse 9, "For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good." Now, how foolish are we not to take God up on this? How foolish are we to keep seeking satisfaction in the things we know will not satisfy us? That's the definition of insanity, isn't it? Doing the same thing the same way over and over again and expecting different results. Yet that's what we keep doing. How foolish are we not only to do those things, how foolish are we to continue to insult and belittle God by saying that other things can satisfy us above Him? Boy, that's only going to lead to greater judgment in hell. Well, the Daniel Band sings a song entitled, "You Don't Need the Blues." And listen to what they say. Daniel Band, "You Don't Need the Blues." You know, Jesus Christ can set you free from your suicidal search for satisfaction in sin. It'll never happen. King David, though, says in the Bible in Psalm 63:5, "My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips." You know, when you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, your soul is satisfied in a way that the world can never satisfy you. Listen to Vision as they offer praise to God with joyful lips. Vision with "The Lord Is My Joy." Vision was one of the members there was Billy Powell, who used to be with Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's why you have that Southern rock feel there in that song. But you know what the psalmist says in Psalm 4:7, "You have put gladness in my heart more than when their grain and new wine abound." You know, the joy that you feel through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ is infinitely better than any high that you get from alcohol or drugs or sexual conquest, anything like that. And guess what? It doesn't leave you with that nasty aftertaste of shame and guilt and pain and sorrow either. Well, what does it take to get this kind of gladness, this satisfaction of the soul that puts joy in your heart? You must give your life to Jesus Christ. You must choose to make Him your joy, to live for Him and not for yourself. You know, Jesus gave a parable of the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 13:44. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." And the man in that parable saw that Jesus Christ was of greater value than anything else in his life. He sold it all with joy so that he could gain the greater treasure. And that's what you have to do. You have to want to be satisfied with Jesus Christ, and you must choose to allow him to be your satisfaction and to make him your greatest treasure. You must give up everything to gain him. And that's what Tim Hughes sings about in his song, Jesus, You Alone. Did you know what? Jesus demanded that those who follow him must make him their passion. Matthew 10:37-39, Jesus said this, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." Now, Jesus was talking about the fact that there would be, for those who followed him, they would experience conflicts within their relationships, family relationships, friend relationships, relationships between mother and father, son and daughter. There would be conflict because they're going in different directions. They're following Jesus, and sometimes family members aren't following Jesus. And there's two different ways of going about things, so that creates tension and conflict. And Jesus says, hey, if you're going to become a Christian, if you're going to be my disciple, then you're going to have to love me above your earthly relationships, no matter how intimate they really are, whether it be a wife or a son or a daughter or a mother and father. You have to choose to love me more. And if you deny me for the sake of saving your family relationship, your friendships with other people, then you're not worthy of me. That's what Jesus was saying. So in other words, Jesus must be your passion. He must be your highest love, your most valuable treasure. And that's kind of what Tree 63 sings about in their song, Be All, End All.
Center of attention, night and day. I just hang on every word you say. The world's revolving round you silently. How come you have all this time for?
63, be all, end all. Is Jesus Christ your all? Have you had Jesus Christ end your search for satisfaction, to search for pleasure, search for peace, search for contentment? Have you had Jesus Christ do that for you? He can, if you'll surrender your life to him. And if you do, you'll be hooked on a good thing. Was Rage of Angels, Hooked on a Good Thing. You know what? The Apostle Paul was hooked on a good thing. In Philippians 3, 7 through 8, he said this, "But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ." Well, Striper's going to probably sing us out here with "Makes Me Want to Sing." Striper with "Makes Me Want to Sing." You know, it was the first song I ever saw Striper do on live television. And it was blew my mind that somebody was so bold to stand up on national television and sing about how Jesus Christ was the reason they wanted to sing. You know what? That's going to be true throughout all eternity. In Revelations 5:9, it says they sang a new song to the Lord. To Jesus, "Worthy are you to take the book and break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation." They're going to be singing for all eternity because Jesus makes us want to sing, not here only, but throughout all eternity. Does Jesus want to make you sing? Or does something else make you want to sing? I invite you to turn your heart over to Jesus Christ, because He alone will satisfy your thirsty soul, and He alone can make you want to sing. I'll see you next week.